Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The United States versus Billie Holiday stars Andra Day and is streaming on Hulu. It's a muddled chronicle of the persecution visited on the peerless jazz vocalist in the 1940s by the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and its commissioner, Harry Anslinger. He's played crudely by Garrett Hedlund. The thrust of the film is valid and horrifying even now, maybe especially now when we're getting a deeper understanding of America's racial history. Billie was addicted to heroin, and Anslinger did pursue her in order to racialize his agency's so-called war on drugs. He was indeed obsessed with one of her signature songs, Strange Fruit, and tried to keep her from singing it in public because its lyrics describe a lynching in shocking detail, and he trapped her with a sting operation led by Jimmy Fletcher, a black agent who did, by all accounts, fall in love with her. He's played appealingly by Trevante Rhodes, but none of that potentially powerful material has been organized into effective drama. It's as if the filmmakers thought they'd have a full-fledged movie if they just kept recycling the strange fruit element often enough. Lee Daniels directed clumsily from a screenplay by Suzanne Laurie Parks, who adapted the book Chasing the Scream by Johann Hari. The best thing about the production is the casting of Andra Day in the title role. She's a gifted singer, of course, and her acting here swings between more than adequate and very affecting. The problem lies in the constricting mimicry she's been asked to do. She gets Billie's rasp and quiver, and she's good on Ain't Nobody's Business because the relatively up-tempo song seems to release her from the mimicry. What's missing in the slow ballads, including Strange Fruit, is what no other singer could ever touch, the uncut pain and piercing heartbreak born of Billie's tragic childhood and early years. The jazz scene, as depicted, seems synthetic, and this is a story that demands a convincing musical context. Glitches mar the history. Recording a V-disc, a label created to provide music for U.S. military personnel during World War II, Billie tells her audience, "You're fighting a real fight out there." Where, though? It's 1947 in the movie, and the war has been over for 2 years. The physical production is patchy, indicating budgetary constraints. Grand Central Terminal in 1948 appears to be a really big room. But the film fails, most importantly, almost inexplicably, at telling its story of governmental abuse and personal suffering in a coherent way. The running time is 130 minutes, but it feels like 3 hours because of the glacial pace and a lack of dramatic energy. Billie was a user for sure, but how to explain the drugginess of everyone else? I'm Joe Morgenstern. I will be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.